Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the morning mess. How you doing? It's your guy, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
The last time you overreacted. We're going to take some calls and talk about this. It's our very own Gina with a J. Well, she called 911.
Well, I thought I was dying.
Right. Well, there's that.
I did. Luckily, I didn't because here I am. But yeah, I was just chilling on my couch. I was actually watching That 90s Show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Like living my most relaxed life. And as I'm sitting there, my Apple Watch. See, I can't even talk right now. It alerts me and it says, your heart rate is very high. And I look down. I'm like, no, it's not. I'm watching Netflix on the couch. There's right. No way. It says it's at 135. And then it goes up to 145 and 155. And so at that point, I take my watch off because I'm like, you're freaking me out, man.
Right.
Like, maybe my watch is broken. And then I put my hand to my chest. I'm like, oh, no, my heart's literally going a mile a minute.
Maybe you're broken.
Maybe I am, right? It went up to 180. I was just resting, doing nothing. So I called 911, and I'm like, how do I know if I'm having a heart attack? Like, I thought my heart was going to burst. And she's like, well, she's giving me a couple symptoms. She's like, I don't think you're having a heart attack. And I was like, well, my heart rate's at 180. And then she sounds shook, which makes me even more shook.
Right.
Turns out I just had a panic attack, and it was the first panic attack I had had since I was like a very young, early teenager. I think I had one at like 13, 14.
Uh-huh.
So it's been a very, very long time. I thought I was dying. Luckily, I wasn't, but I felt so embarrassed for calling 911 because even the lady on the phone was like, nah, I think you just have anxiety. I was like, no, I just have my normal worries. She goes, no, I think you're crazy. Like,
no, I think it's a good thing that you called. They're supposed to help out. And if that's what's going to get you more relaxed, I mean.
Well, thank you. That's right. Also what my therapist told me. But I don't know if that makes me feel any better.
I'm a therapist.
It's the last time you overreacted. What happened? What's going on with you? We got Lisa in the line. Lisa, last time you overreacted, what happened?
So the dog made a huge mess, and my daughter put a napkin over it.
Oh, like instead of cleaning it?
Instead of cleaning it, she put a napkin over it.
Oh, Mama, what was your reaction?
Oh, my God, I lost it.
You lost your daughter, or you lost?
You didn't get rid of the dog, right?
No, I'm like, who does something like that?
You know what? I feel you, Mama, because my old roommates, they would do that too. They'd just cover up wherever the dog had an accident, and I'd be like, yo, you already went to grab a napkin. Clean it.
Right. Like, is it going to disappear? Like, who does that?
Couple questions here. How old is your daughter?
She's 17.
17. Yeah. Okay. So how do you overreact? What do you say or do with your reaction?
I'm just yelling. I'm yelling. I'm ready to put everybody out.
You're counting down the days to her 18th birthday.
Third question.
Right.
Did you make her clean it, or you just cleaned it while yelling at her?
I cleaned it.
See,
no matter what, I'm going to go behind her and clean it again anyways. I just cleaned it. I was so upset, and then I left.
Oh, you left?
Yes. I had to leave. I was that upset.
Man.
That's an overreaction. You leave your own house, and then you clean up the poop. I was like, no. Clean it up.
She was in a state of panic.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to leave.
Thanks for the call, love.
Okay, sure. Take care.
Don't tell me what to do.
Bye.
Morning mess asking the question, last time you overreacted. Our very own Gina with a J called 911 because she thought she was having a heart attack. Turns out it was just a panic attack. Calm down.
And I'm really grateful for that, but also embarrassed because I called 911 and the lady's like, no, girl, you're fine.
Oh, We got Virginia. I've got the live. Virginia, the last time you overreacted, where were you? What was going on?
At work.
Okay. What happened?
People eat breakfast in the morning, and I caught this girl once, and I kind of went off on her, like telling her that she's supposed to be doing her job, and she kind of cried, and I felt so bad for her.
She started crying?
Yes.
Wait, are you a manager, or are you just like a fellow employee?
No, I'm just an employee, but...
I wish non-management would try to tell me, stop. Wait, so do you have like cubicles and you just like looked over the cubicle and like, excuse me, get back to work?
No, we work at a hotel, so there's certain areas that need to be clean at a certain time so the guests can see it. Mm-hmm. And it needs to be done, so yeah, I overreacted.
I hear you. That is a little bit of an overreaction, you know, because we all love breakfast. And sometimes we gotta eat it. But I'm really glad that you realized that maybe it was a little much. And did you apologize?
I did.
Oh, you did. That's big. Because I will say, most of the time when you realize that, you keep it to yourself.
No, I think I'm kind of self-conscious of my actions and my attitude sometimes. So I was like, oh, damn.
Right. Yeah, you're a Gemini, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh.
Running away.
I rest my case.
Dang. I try to defend Geminis, but you make it hard sometimes.
But Gemini girls at least can admit when they're wrong.
True.
It's the men that wouldn't. So thank
yes.
you.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that, you Gemini, you.
We love you.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Right,
absolutely. Now get to work. Go make someone cry. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, these Geminis be killing me, man. I swear, man. You're doing it to yourself. Keep the calls coming. Want to hear your stories. We went to a lot of different parties, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I will share my story. I went to a party where Cardi B was at, and who she told to shut up.
Oh, ooh.
It was hilarious.
Oh, I missed that.
And I feel like a lot of people, you would think it'd be rude. I feel like a lot of people would agree why Cardi told this person to shut up. She was very aggravated. I saw it all unfold. I'm like, that guy felt very small. Well, I'll let you know that. And in the morning mess, we're going to talk about all our behind the scenes, after parties, and all the stuff we got into for Super Bowl week. That's all up next. Behind the scenes of these Super Bowl parties this past weekend. Morning mess, we were there. How you doing? It's Guy Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
All right, so listen, the morning mess, the big game happening. So there's a lot of after parties. I will say I attended a Cardi B one. Actually, it was an Offset party. Offset, her husband from Migos, was at a party. My friend has a club out there. So I went through and Cardi B just showed up. So my friend, he came up because Cardi B just showed up for free. And I will, I think he said he paid Offset. I think he got paid like 50.
Okay. Thousand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Well, the come up was, he put an investment in.
Yeah.
Maybe he's going to bring his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And it paid off because she showed up.
Oh.
So I witnessed Cardi B telling someone to shut up. And I think a lot of people can relate to this. So Cardi B was just like on the stage, VIP section, right from the DJ booth, having a great time, man. She was really feeling the DJ set, and his DJ was playing hits, like just like Haters. And Cardi B was up there, glass in hand, having a good time. She had something that like smoke was coming out of in one of her fingers. I don't know what that was about, but
okay.
She was enjoying herself. So, you know, you've been to a club and the DJ decides, you know, like he's trying to play a song and then it's just playing, and then all of a sudden he's like, welcome to club, a little bit. He's like, y'all, what a single ladies at, like, y'all having a good time tonight? And he'd talk like every 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this guy was doing during the lyrics. I looked like a Cardi favorite. And she just turned around, when he shut up.
Icon behavior.
And the DJ shut up for the host.
Like, oh, gosh.
I was like, oh, my God, how embarrassing.
I won't say that she was wrong for doing that, because it is, when it's too much, that doesn't annoy people and it disrupts the flow of the music. But, oh, my God, that's so embarrassing.
He was trying to do his job. He just did it too much.
Oh, God.
And I feel so bad for that dude. He was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
And he proceeded to just play the set without interrupting every third.
We got to get him a shirt. Cardi B told me to shut up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's still kind of cool to rock.
Yeah. We all went to different parties and some the same. Did you guys see any behind the scenes, some of the parties?
Well, I think Carla and I made A-Rod a little mad at us.
Yeah, we did. We were at the Coors Light Bird's Nest,
uh-huh.
which is this huge concert that happens after the Waste Management Phoenix Open. And Gina was like, wait a minute, is that A-Rod?
Oh.
Naturally, we did what any person would do, and we went to take videos. And he dead stared at our cameras like, what are you doing?
Oh, God. But yeah, it was like a little embarrassing because we were, you know, trying to enjoy MGK's performance, and apparently so was A-Rod with this mystery woman he was with. Hello. And we were taking videos of him. We were those people, and he mean mugged us so hard.
So hard.
He was like, sorry.
We just don't know how to act in front of celebrities.
Oh, we weren't excited.
He said, shut up.
He told us to shut up with his eyes.
Nisha, do you have a shut up moment as well?
No, I didn't. It was just a really brief moment where I went to this really, really famous pizzeria. And while I was walking in, I didn't even realize that Martha Stewart was walking out. And when I went to go, I was with a friend of mine, and we went to go like get seated at this table. When we sat down, we were talking. We were like, was that Martha Stewart? And the server came up and she was like, you're actually sitting at the exact same table that Martha Stewart was sitting
and
at.
And after you had shut up. So yeah! You did have a shut up moment yourself.
I was like, oh my God, I need to shut up.
And that is super, super cool. What an icon.
Okay, with that said, listen, man, let's get to the staycation set up. You already know, going to catch some cheaters live on your radio. Hopefully, not the case for Lauren, but she is going to call us up next. She thinks her husband. It's always weird when it's a husband. You know, when you're dating, like, you ditched marriage. But she's actually married. And she thinks her man's cheating because she figured out how to track his phone.
Oh, girl. Okay. She hacked the mainframe, got into the Matrix, and now she's concerned.
That's like the number one way to get caught if you're cheating, by the way, is when your person has your location. So I'm wondering where this man was.
I know. Lauren, we need details. We're going to set him up. Staycation set up. Up next, Morning Mess right here on Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.